Pour me a glass of rosé, I'll make it a Chardonnay. Come on and sip it with the Shannons. Or if it's Riesling Merlot or a Pinot Grigio, you know we're sipping with the Shannons.
Put your arms around me, baby.
Throwback.
I feel like Elvis a little bit.
Oh, interesting that you bring him up after the Oscars last night.
That I didn't watch for you?
Yeah. I mean, you could have watched them.
No, I wanted you to inform me.
Okay.
I wanted to be hashtag educated, hashtag blessed.
Well, you could have watched it and we could have chatted about it too.
No, because honestly, I don't know majority of the people that are at the Oscars.
That's fair. I don't think many people...
I held my tongue earlier when I you showed me that video because I didn't want to say who is Harrison Ford because I've never seen Indiana Jones.
Okay, I...
What's worse, the fact that I've never seen Indiana Jones or I recognize that man from The Goonies as a child?
Oh, Keith.
I just think that says a lot, you know?
It's so funny because we were at my sister's house the other day and my brother-in-law was saying, I give you too hard of a time for not knowing any movies.
He regretted that really quickly.
He regretted that immediately when he found out you've never seen Wedding Crashers.
Correct.
You have never seen any of the Boston-based movies except for The Town. So no Gone Baby Gone, no Mystic River, no The Departed. Sacrilegious. And you also, and this was truly the nail in the coffin, you've never seen any of the classic Adam Sandler movies. He couldn't comprehend.
Mm-mm. No.
And I rested my case.
What is it? The Girl or something? My Girl? Is that a movie?
My Girl, yes.
Is that
You've
Adam?
Never seen My Girl.
Okay.
And no, Happy. That is not Happy, Happy Gilmore. Mm-hmm. Two very different movies. One is quite sad.
Okay.
And about little kids. And the other one is about a hockey player.
He's
who
the one that
goes
runs,
to
right?
golf.
He runs.
No, that's Forrest Gump.
Got it. I went to his store. He has a store in Fort Lauderdale.
Bubba Gump Shrimp?
Yeah. Yeah. We went because Brianna was going to get merch for Luca because he loves that movie.
Oh, God, Colleen. You're out of your mind. Anyway, hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Welcome to this week's episode of Sipping with the Shannons. We're cousins, and each week we sit down, we sip on some wine, we talk some shit, and we have a good giggle. I'm Bridget Shannon.
And I'm Colleen Shannon.
Do you want to do the intro?
No, I like your intro.
I messed it up the other night. You guys will hear that in a future episode.
Yeah, but it's fun to spice it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just
I thought it was beautiful.
That's because I was a little drunk. That's why you liked it.
That makes everything more fun.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I'm regretting it now.
Why?
Because I just like feel unrested and unwell.
Yeah, that's pretty on brand, Colleen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't even crazy. I just like felt like I took no time for myself. Self-care.
Right. Right.
But
it's
also,
important.
You know, I could get like 20 hours of sleep and still be unrested because no REM is happening.
Apnea.
I just like
the apps.
I just like gently close my eyes. I could do it for like 48 hours. I'm not sure what happens. I want someone to film me, but I don't want to go to a sleep study. Like, I think some crazy shit happens to me.
Do you roll around?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You definitely snore.
For sure. For sure.
Yodeling is happening.
It's a weird noise. It's like I breathe backwards. Like I will, instead of going and breathing out, I go.
Oh, you for sure have
and I hold
the
it,
apnea.
And then I think I let it go. Apparently. I don't know. I've never been awake to witness it.
You definitely.
I went away like a year ago with my college roommates. And obviously like they, you know, we live together. Like they know me. But I was sleeping on the floor and Kelsey was on the bed. And she just rolled over like she's above me. She rolled over, peeped her little eyes over and was like, hey, so something's not right and I'm scared. Then I was like, oh, and she's like the serious one, so I was like, oh shit,
that's when you know.
Okay, something,
that's when you know.
She goes, I don't know what's going on. I just was like, okay. And I wake up like coffin style, so I don't know, TBD.
She just had her arms crossed over her chest as well. You sleep with your arms crossed? I think we've talked about this.
Yeah,
how you sleep
something
like
has to
person.
Be over my face.
Over your face?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I like either over my face or like around at least half of it. Like it has to be, I need some comfort.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a no for me.
Do you sleep on your back?
No, I sleep on my side, but I think I roll on my back in the middle of the night. But
oh.
I start on my side.
Okay.
But I don't move a lot. Like I don't kick. I just kind of hang.
I used to, when I would sleep with my mom when I was younger, I used to punch her in the face. by accident.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I slept with my mom for like too late of an age.
No,
no,
you didn't. Like how long? No, no. I already hate the answer. You're thinking about
like
it too
I can
much.
Remember. So like,
Colleen.
I know my dad would sleep on the couch.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just liked it.
Oh God, you've literally been codependent your whole life.
Yeah, I was running shit. Most my dad would sleep on the couch.
You're like Regina George. Yeah, I made my parents switch with me.
I was like, it was. I was too old that like the three of us were sleeping in the bed. You know what I mean? Like it was just
right.
Me and my
mom. No, that's less creepy for sure.
And we'd be like, "See ya."
If you had been sleeping in the bed with your parents, I would have called the police.
The last time I did that, we lived creepy. In Malden. I remember it.
Interesting.
When we lived here before Holbrook, and I remember it like it was just yesterday.
Do you want to share with the class why you have sunglasses on today?
Because I'm ugly.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm withered and I'm unwell. All I have to say about that is check your pay stubs, people. Because when you go to file your taxes and you ain't been getting federal taxes taken out every week, that'll bite you in the arse. Because that's what I call taxation without representation. Your girl has not had her federal taxes taken out for a full calendar year.
She texted me, this is a code red.
And for once, this isn't self-sabotage.
No,
this is a true and blue accident. And this is because of the self-sabotage, I think.
Oh, you poor thing.
Someone upstairs has it out for me. It's karma. It's something. I don't fucking know what it is. But we're here and we owe $6,000 to the state, to the federal government.
It's like not funny, but we have to laugh so we don't cry.
Yeah, it's not funny at all. I actually wept all day today and said, please no one speak to me.
It was covered in hives.
It was covered in hives. And I was like eating Doritos Colleen. With tears in my eyes. And I'm updating my resume as we speak. I don't know what to do. If anybody has any like side hustle ideas, I already fucking waitress, so don't even like.
Don't
add
us.
I've gone to every. I've DM'd people for feet pics. I gotta hop on the corner or something. I don't know what else to do. I am debt. I think that I need to like snag a man and then not let him know that I have debt until like the day after our wedding. You know.
I don't know if that's the right way to go about it, but I think we should workshop this idea. I think we should have a sit down, maybe spitball some ideas.
Because that's just...
That's wrong.
No, but...
That's
so I'm just...
Not
I'm,
nice.
Right. But I need to do something like that because it's all I... I literally want to be like, hi, I'm Colleen, and I'm in debt. And that's... I just feel like that would be my intro.
I think we do circle back. To the, I hate saying circle back. When people say that at work, it makes me want to poke them in the eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe we go back to the idea of selling feet pictures.
Okay, well, I'll keep
DMing. I feel like you can make a killing with your grubby little toes.
You can also sell your underwear.
Oh.
I've looked into a lot of routes.
You can sell your underwear?
Oh, yeah.
Like worn?
Yeah. People are freaks.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think OnlyFans is for me.
Wasn't a girl selling her farts in a jar?
Okay, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, she had to go to the hospital because she was taking medicine so that would make her gassy. And then her heart was like, fuck you.
It just gave out?
No, but she had, so I forget what issue she had, but she had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
Girl was gassy as fuck. Oh. But she was getting like $500 a bottle or something.
I don't like that.
Of farts.
Stop, I hate that word.
Sorry.
I don't like the F word or the P word.
Which is so interesting to me because of what you could say. They're like the G-rated version.
Yeah.
Is that why you don't like them?
Like, I want children around me to say shit. And I want, if I ever have them, which shouldn't, but if I did, in the slim chance I did, it's shit from birth. So.
Okay. Let me know how that goes.
But yeah, the reason I have these glasses on is because I'm ugly.
Withered.
I'm a withered old woman. And now...
Here we are.
And this is just a better option, you know?
Yeah.
I'll reference my favorite things episode, big sunglasses. Ugly, no problem.
You're crushing it.
And now I'm beautiful.
And fashionable.
Yeah. And that's that. How are you?
I'm okay.
Cool.
You know, just living the dream. Friday night we were together. Mm-hmm. We recorded an extra. Saturday I did exactly what you did not do, which was like do 3 loads of laundry, deep clean the apartment. Mm. I vacuumed my mattress. Have you ever done that before?
No.
You definitely should.
I flip it.
No, vacuum the mattress.
Okay.
And put baking soda on it and rub it in with a glove and let it sit for hours. Okay. Keeps it nice and fresh.
I've done it with lavender before.
Oh, yeah. Essential oils. Yeah. Love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did a lot of that. And then I watched a lot of trash television and I got dinner in the North End with my bestie, Amanda.
Love her.
And we had Cosmos and espresso martinis and ate all the pasta. It was a fucking perfect evening.
Did you get bolognese?
I did.
I know you did.
Ah, I love a bolognese.
I had a feeling in my bones. What Amanda got? I need to know.
It was a rigatoni. She got the same.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. We started with a bruschetta, a little bruschetta.
We got the charcuterie when I was there. Oh, I was there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, love a charcuterie. Oh, and then on Sunday, we were together again because my little sweet baby angel niece, Claire, got baptized.
Mm. She's one with the Lord now.
She's one with the Lord. And the deacon, whose balls that you wanted me to look at.
To peep? Ball peeping?
He was in a gown, and there were no balls to be seen.
I hate when the garb is too thick.
The garb was thick. And it was just a classic. It was south of Boston, but it was just such a classic Boston ceremony where he made a reference that God loves Boston cream donuts and that if you die,
sounds like Deacon,
you should bring a thing of Boston cream donuts to him because then maybe he'll let you in.
Oh,
I was like, we are at a christening.
Murder, sure. Donuts totally surpasses right. At those pearly gates.
Yeah, so it was fun though. We had a good day.
It was fun and flirty. I got the last chicken finger.
You did. We went to a restaurant afterwards and had food and drinks and all that good stuff with the fam and Aaron's friends and their kids. And it was just chaos. Like, it was just children screaming and running everywhere. And I look over at Colleen at one point and she just looks guilty. And I realize that she is shoveling teacups, plates, forks, knives, spoons into her purse.
The Appentinale house doesn't need them. They don't.
I mean, so how often do you think you go to a restaurant and steal?
Well, for example, we got to the restaurant and Karen said, do you happen to have a pen in your purse? And I said, oh, I might. And as I opened it, I pulled out 2 spoons from a previous restaurant I was at. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, I was like, no, I have 2 spoons and a rusty gold hoop. Just one.
In your purse that you just keep with you?
Yeah, my other one has ketchup packets in it.
Are you keeping them for, I don't know, in the case that you're eating ice cream or maybe a mashed potato?
No, I think I forgot to take them out. I think I drunkenly stole them from somewhere. They were the, you know, the long ones that are like teaspoons?
Yeah.
They're wicked long. I liked them, so I took them, but I don't remember where they're from.
Cool.
But I really liked the teacups at the ale house. I noticed some people had coffee mugs, but I had a teacup in front of me.
You've been weird about teacups recently. What's happening?
I love teacups.
Is that not a new thing?
No, I love tea.
You said it to me the other day. You were like, you need a teacup. I was like, I don't drink tea. Why would I need a fucking teacup?
I think they're so cute. Well, you said, what should I put in my bookshelf? And I said, a teacup would be so cute.
Yeah, I do have a nice bookshelf now. I gotta fill it with some good stuff.
I'm not trying to shove tea and coffee down your throat.
Like you normally are. Anyway, last night was my Super Bowl, a.k.a. the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
And I know you have literally no interest.
Who is the Academy? I don't get it. Is there an application? Are they ever revealed?
Yes. Really? It's not a secret who's in it.
I think it is. Name one person.
Oh, I don't know them by name.
That's what I'm saying.
But they come out during the Oscars. Mm. It's like the head of the Academy.
But who is, like, who decides? It's giving cult.
Okay. Well, the Academy Awards were last night, which is the creme de la creme. If you win an Oscar, they literally say for the rest of your life, Oscar winner. Even if you get nominated, they say Oscar nominee for every movie you're ever in ever again.
Even if you didn't win?
Yeah. Pinnacle Oscar.
What's it called when you get a bunch of them? Like not Oscar. EGOT. It's like an Oscar and it's something else.
EGOT.
Okay.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Oh. Has anybody done that?
Yes. Many people. John Legend, Jennifer Hudson, to name a few.
Okay.
Emmys for television. Grammy is for music. Oscar.
Viola Davis is so well deserved. I know who that is.
Yes. Love Oscar her. Is movies and Tony is for Broadway.
Got it.
Okay. So last night, I'll do a quick roundup of how the night went. Jimmy Kimmel hosted. I thought he did great. He kept it light. He kept it funny. He kept it moving. he did make a lot of Will Smith jokes because how could you not? And right away, he was in the middle of his thing and he was like, everyone should feel safe, especially me. I would also like to feel safe. And we have strict policies in place. If anyone in the theater commits an act of violence, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech.
Fair.
Because that's what he fucking did. And then he like made a joke about all the people you'd have to fight to come up on the stage to get to him. And at one point in the show, he was like, we want this to go off without a hitch. And with no hitch, because Will Smith played Hitch. So there were a lot of That's jokes funny. At his defense, but
I'm sure
they were light enough.
Too. Yeah, it wasn't too much. Well, then people were like, ooh, controversial.
Right.
It was light.
Right. Okay. I mean, Will Smith is banned from the Oscars for 10 years, so he won't be there. So normally if you win Best Actor, you present Best Actress the next year and vice versa.
Oh, so he should have been the one
so
doing it.
So he should have been presenting, and they had Halle Berry and Jessica Chastain come out and do it, and they were fabulous.
Okay.
Best moments of the night, Ki Huy Quan. I
would take a bullet.
The most wholesome human, protect him at all costs. He won for best supporting actor. I wept twice because I showed Colleen and cried again. He said, quote, my journey started on a boat. I spent a year at a refugee camp and somehow I ended up here on Hollywood's biggest stage. They say stories like this only happen in the movies. I can't believe this is happening to me. This is the American dream.
Like, I can't.
He shouted out his 85-year-old grandmother who's watching at home. Like, he was weeping. He thanks the love of his life. He was jumping up and down. He's just the cutest human being on the planet.
I would agree.
Done. There was an action short called An Irish Goodbye, that one. And so the team goes up on stage and there is one member. His name's James Martin and he's special needs and it was his birthday. And so they do all the classic thank yous, you know, to all these people and that people. And then they use the rest of the time to have everyone in the room sing him happy birthday.
His fit was crazy.
And he was wearing leopard print and he just was crushing
it. Loved
it. So cute. Natu Natu. Natu Natu is a fucking bop. Mm. And if I had the coordination to learn that dance, I would. I do not. It won Best Song, which is a huge deal because it's from a movie called RRR, and it's the first Indian movie to ever win an Oscar. This song beat out Lady Gaga and Rihanna, and it was lit in there. They were bumping.
Oh, they were pussy popping.
Natu Natu made the pussies pop. I was so into it. Speaking of Rihanna, she did an incredible performance because she wrote a song for Black Panther. And I don't know what we did to deserve two Rihanna performances in like a month and a half and a pregnancy announcement.
It's a lot of content. She went from like 0 to 100.
For sure. And I'm here for it. And I want more of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard that song.
Oh, it's really powerful. Okay. Naturally. Speaking of Black Panther, Ruth E. Carter became the first Black woman to win two Oscars. She won Best Costume Design for all the work she did on Black Panther.
Cute.
Badass. Michelle fucking Yeoh. She won an Oscar for Best Actress. She's the first Asian woman to win an Oscar. She's 60 years old, and she told the ladies, or she said to the room at large, quote, for all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibility. And she said, adding, ladies, don't ever let anyone tell you that you're past your prime.
Oh.
Sister.
Making history.
I just wanted to run through a wall like Kool-Aid Man.
What a reference.
So they saved the biggest award for the end of the night, which is Best Picture. And this has been up in the air. Who would win it? There's a couple of movies that were in the running. Yeah. And Harrison Ford comes out to present it. And I just knew it's going to be Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Do they do that on purpose?
Because Ki Huy Quan and Harrison Ford worked together on Indiana Jones nearly 40 years ago. And Ki Huy Quan was just a little kid. And he announces that they won. And they have this adorable reunion on stage.
He kisses him on the cheek.
And he's like so excited. And they put a side-by-side to them doing that in the movie and hugging in the movie. And it is just, it will melt your heart. Also, with this movie that essentially swept. They won 7 Oscars last night.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
I'm glad I watched it. I don't think it's going to be like my favorite movie that I watch when I'm having a bad day, but I'm really glad I saw it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
James Hong was also part of this movie. He won his first Oscar at 94 years old. Mm. He's been working as an actor since he was 25. He's been in over 650 movies and TV shows combined, and he was on stage last night holding his own Oscar. Angel.
Sweet baby.
Snubs. Brendan Fraser beat out Austin Butler in the role of Elvis. Now, imagine taking on a whole ass new personality and having an accent you still have that is not yours.
Yeah, I know.
And losing.
Yeah.
For what, sir? For what?
I can't stand him, honestly.
I also think that people who method act should be shot into the sun. You're so annoying.
Agreed. I think it's like mental illness a little bit.
I don't know what it is.
Why do you have to absorb it?
I don't know, but that can't
be
healthy.
It's not like he was on like a 10-season show as this person. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't seem healthy to me.
No.
And at one point on the carpet, a little awkward, Vanessa Hudgens was a correspondent.
That was painful to watch.
They made him interview with somebody else and like avoid her.
Did you see the clip of her looking up and then walking?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to watch.
It's so awkward.
It's so obvious.
But whatever. Austin Butler will be fine. He has a long career ahead of him. Brendan Fraser, they're calling it the Renaissance. He's making a comeback. Jamie Lee Curtis beat out Angela Bassett. In Angela Bassett.
I have something written that says, what is this Angela Bassett thing?
Yeah, she was devastated. So she's been winning all the awards this season. So usually leading up to the Oscars is the last award show. And so there's a bunch leading up, like the Golden Globes, the SAG, there are a bunch of other ones. And so usually if you're winning all of those, you're going to win the Oscar. With Brendan Fraser and Austin Butler, for instance, Austin Butler has won all of them. Brendan Fraser won the SAG award, which you get nominated by your peers. And Brendan Fraser won the Oscar. So that was like an upset.
Got it.
So Jamie Lee has, I don't know. Here's the thing. I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
I do too.
She's been working her whole life, but so has fucking Angela Bassett. And Angela Bassett was the head honcho. Like everyone thought she was going to win. So I felt bad because I love Jamie Lee. You couldn't win. Either one of them was going to win and one of them was going to lose. I think what's really difficult is the obvious. She's a black woman. The Oscars have been very well known to be just straight up fucking racist. They love a white man. And Jamie Lee Curtis is a Nepo baby. Both of her parents have been nominated for Oscars before. So I think that plays into it. Michael B. Jordan comes out and says, "Hi, Auntie, we love you." And that is a line from Black Panther. He says it to her in Black Panther. And he was presenting on something totally different. Mm. So they come out and they give her a little shout out, which was like a... Yeah. So that was a tough one for me. And she did not hide. You know how some people just like fake smile and clap? She didn't hide it. She was devastated.
That sucks.
Yeah. I just really wanted them both to win. I know that sounds super earthy, crunchy and like, I want sunshine and rainbows and better. Like there's going to be one winner.
I just hope both teams have fun.
Yeah. I just wanted them to be in two different categories so they both could have won, you know? Hugh Grant was such an asshole to Ashley Graham.
Oh, I didn't notice.
So she was another red carpet correspondent. He was so rude to her. She tried so hard to ask him questions and like just try to interact with him. Who are you wearing? And he was like, a suit. Yeah.
Is he like notorious for being an asshole or no?
I mean, he's very funny. Like he has that classic English wit. So I think he gets away with a lot. So when he came out to present, he was with this beautiful woman who you will not know, but he was with this beautiful woman and he says to the room, this is a moisturizer ad because she's been using moisturizer every day and I basically look like a scrotum. And everyone started laughing. So he's funny. He's very
funny.
Yeah, he's very dry. I could barely get through it. It is so hard to watch. I just don't get it.
It's so uncomfortable, though. I love Ashley Graham. I think she's funny.
It's so uncomfortable. He's been on 1,000 plus red carpets. He's been in Glass Onion for 3 seconds. If you don't want to be interviewed, just don't get interviewed.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no need to be rude. Awkward. So awkward.
It gives you the skin crawly feeling.
Yeah, it was painful to watch. Colin Farrell shaded SNL. Because they made a joke that no one knows what they're saying. And apparently SNL has a skit where they talk about him drinking again. And he's been sober for a very long time.
Oof.
And so Jimmy Kimmel at one point was doing a Q&A and saying, oh, these were submitted by fans. And they say, you know, what were you saying in the movie? And he was like, well, maybe you should watch SNL and that will tell you everything you need to know. Or he said something.
Oh.
Shade. a little uncomfy. I actually love Colin Farrell, though. Mm. I think he's A+.
I feel like for even like humor-wise, like that's a low blow type of giggle.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah. That I mean, I'm sure he's pissed about it.
Scraped a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little too close to home, I think.
Yep.
But overall, I thought it was a wonderful night. All four major winners, so supporting actor, actress, and best actor, actress, all four of them were comeback stories. They were people who have been in the business a really long time, been in the industry. They were people who had really successful early careers, then had a lull where they thought it was all over and they would never get jobs again. And now all four are walking out Oscar winners. The Gentlemen were in Encino Man in 1992.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they showed moments.
Yeah, and they showed them back in the day. It's just, yeah, it was like the Oscar comeback. So I was here for it. It was good.
Warms the heart.
It was 3.5 hours, but.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was good. Anyway, on to the topic of the week. You ready?
I suppose so.
Bad roommates.
A woof.
The common thread of the submissions we got were dirty, selfish people. That encapsulates everything you need to know.
I mean, fair.
Yeah. Someone wrote, do you want me to start with the submissions?
Yeah, because I didn't really look at the submissions that much.
Okay. Flintstone feet. Dirty roommate who never wears slippers or cleans the floor.
I have a weird thing about...
Indoor-outdoor shoes.
Yes, and people who wear socks and walk around their house and then get into bed with them. That freaks me out.
Oh, okay. Socks on the floor. Yes, we've talked about this. I always have my slippers on.
I either need to be barefooted or need you like someone to be barefooted. Like I've made my friends wash their feet before getting into my bed, or I give them socks.
So you walk around barefoot
and then I'll wash my feet
and then get into bed.
Deep scrub and then get into bed, or I'll just, like you said, wear my little house shoes.
Okay, I think that's fair.
But they can't be tainted, you know.
Sure.
So I understand that is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
totally get that.
Same. Doesn't respect spaces or thinks you must be friends. It's okay to coexist.
That's true.
I think that would be hard for you. If you are living with someone random, I know you would never.
Oh my God, I would never.
But if you were living with someone random, sometimes you just like don't have to do everything together. You can just be kind and be in each other's space every once in a while and go do your own thing. Mm-hmm. I think you would not love that.
My freshman year roommate, I don't think I've ever talked about her actually in college. Have I ever mentioned her to you?
Is she Satan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a different story. Voldemort. Oh, we'll get into that. No, I had a roommate freshman year. Her name was Alyssa. We completely had separate friend groups. Like, she's totally normal. Like, totally normal person. Yeah. Went out. We were cool. And then she would go out with her friends and I would go out with mine. And then we'd come back and talk about our nights and hang out. And, like, watch Netflix. But we weren't, like, in the same friend group. Like, you probably could find one photo of us together.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever told you about her.
You didn't. You haven't.
But we only lived together freshman year. And then we still saw each other all the rest of the college. But we just were
the
most, like, you know?
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I think I could do it.
Okay. Cool. Passive aggressiveness or leaving notes?
Oh, I could. No.
Get
I
a grant.
Can't.
Just fucking Grow text up. Them. Yeah. That's so annoying. I would not do well with that.
Mm-mm.
It would make me confrontational, and I'm not.
Yeah. You're not confrontational.
No, but you know what I mean? I'd be like, what the hell is this? What is this?
And force them.
Yeah. You're not going to talk to me? I'm going to make you talk to me. Messy and or super dirty.
I mean, this one came up
17 times.
It has to. Who wants to live in squalor?
But here's the thing. Obviously, nobody. You should just keep it to your room because we also got that one.
Spaces.
Keeping your mess to your own room. I also know somebody who's a clean freak and they live with somebody who isn't. And that person gets annoyed because it's never going to be as clean as she wants it to be. Mm-hmm. And I also think that's unfair. Like if you are OCD cleaner, then you do the cleaning then.
And don't make the other feel guilty.
Right. And that's what it is. She's like, well, why isn't X, Y, and Z here, there, or there?
Get a grip.
Yeah.
If you like it a certain way, then do it yourself.
Exactly. That is my point.
I would never say that to like somebody else and make them feel guilty about it. I would just do it and be like, yeah, I just wanted it this way, so I did it.
Exactly. I had a roommate, Heather. Shout out to Heather, my friend from college. She's like that. And she would just do it herself. Like, I go to make her bed, and she's like, just let me do it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
That makes total sense.
Okay.
Because if I do it, it's not going to look the way you want. But she's not making me... She's not like, why did you make the bed like that?
Yeah. Or like, don't do it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll just
She's
it.
Just like, I got it. I'm like, cool.
Works. We had Voldemort that we lived with in college.
Yeah. I had a Voldemort, too.
Yeah.
Well, There's always one. Do you know what? I think it's a character building
thing. Yeah. I agree.
Everybody needs a nightmare roommate at one point in their life.
It was one of those things where it was just like, oh, we knew we weren't going to be really friends after college. But like, it, in the moment, we just let it happen because it would have caused more harm than good. It wasn't like we were being fake. It was just like, we're almost there. And it's just...
I completely understand.
And I'm given, and for a little context, I lived, there was 11 of us in one home. All different personalities, which, like, it's honestly a miracle we made it out alive, to be honest. It's not that we were, and we were, like,
that's
really good.
That's too many people. That's a brothel.
Well, we loved it. Like, it's not like we're, like, brawling every day. Like, we didn't, like, have issues, really. But, like, 11, yeah, a brothel. 11 girls in one home. And Fiona was the one that didn't actually pay rent, but she was the 11th. There was actually a 10 bedrooms.
Oh, cool.
Anywho, she was the clean freak of her side of the house.
Sure.
Psychotic. And we, like, to this day, if I hear a vacuum... Like, we have, actual Triggered. Trauma from her. I'm not kidding. It's bad. But, yeah, she was the clean freak and then would, again, bitch. If
make everyone feel bad about
it's
it.
It's like, then you just do it. And then she'd be like, well, I'm the only one that does it. Okay. You don't like it when we do it. Even if we did it, you'd go over it. And it's not one of those things where it's, like, funny and it's like, oh, you know, she is. It's like, no, like, run for your lives.
Yeah, she's coming for your neck.
Everyone is walking on eggshells right now.
She woke up and chose violence today, so watch out.
She came out the womb violent, for sure.
Oh my God, you're going to hate this one.
Okay.
Use the sponge we use for dishes on her sneakers that got absolutely trashed at a party.
I know exactly who this is that wrote that in.
Uh-huh.
And I have said to her before, like, I probably would have done that too. By accident. Like, I probably would have just done that. And she brings this up all the time. Like,
regular. That is so fucked up.
If I didn't realize, like, if I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't realize?
Like, I probably would have used something on my dish and on my shoe. Not on somebody else's. No, not somebody on myself. Like, I've probably done that by accident.
Why would you take the sponge that is on the sink to use it on anything other than the things that you are cleaning that you eat off of?
I'm just thinking if I spray a little bleach and scrub, like, I would probably...
No.
I know I'm not supposed to, but I probably have done
that. No. Bleach? So now... Oh, my God. So now the silverware has bleach on it?
Well, I put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, my God. Colleen.
I put the stuff in the dishwasher?
I just don't know how that's the hill we don't die on, but the hill we die on is wearing socks.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. But Megan brings this up a lot. It's something she's very passionate about.
I'm with her. You're wrong. I hope you know.
I know.
Okay. Good. Having super loud sex in the room next to you.
Fair.
I just don't think there's a need. Keep it down.
I just think a little self-awareness. Like, a little bit.
I lived with a girl who thought every night she was in her own porno.
She's like hanging from the chandelier. Like,
when I tell you, yodeling, like, I could just picture the guy outside the cars.
Yes.
Yodeling, screaming,
performing,
shaking the house down.
She was performing.
She was lip syncing for her life. And I was getting a show that I, one, did not want and did not pay for. I'm also friends with the guy that she was sleeping with. And I just remember being like, so, what the fuck? And he was like, dude, I don't know. He was like, even turns out they didn't work out. Spoiler alert. But swinging from the chandeliers.
That adds up. That adds up for sure. I, in college, again, the 10 bedroom house, right? I lived in the attic. So I felt the brunt of things that were going on below me. Anytime one out of 10 people, which multiple of them with consistent boyfriends that were over every night, obviously, were having sex, I was laying peacefully in my bed and there were earthquakes every single night. I was going boom, boom, like, to the point where I was like, oh, and they're done. It's ending soon. Like, I knew, like, it was bad. And I'd be like, who is it? Who is it this time?
Oh my God.
Someone lived right below me that had a boyfriend, and I would be like, I'm riding a fucking roller coaster every single night. I didn't care though. I never said anything. I just had to laugh about it. When I'm going to be like, I'm quaking up here. I just kept it to myself. I just enjoyed the ride, you know? And then there was one time.
I could just see you reading your Kindle and your bed just slamming up against the wall.
I did one time. I was asleep and it woke me up and I was like, where am I going?
Why am I moving? Am I on a boat?
Oh yeah, so I would just mind my business up there, you know?
Yeah,
my little crawl space area
in your own little corner in your own little chair, like, yeah, Cinderella.
It wasn't an actual bedroom. It had an emergency exit sign on it. No one could stand up above 5'6".
Perfect size for you.
Yeah, it was actually like crawl space vibes. Oh, so all the way downstairs, there was one occasion where one of my roommates, we lived on the main street, and she had like these big, huge windows that like had like almost like a window seat. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what the word is for them, but basically
a nook.
Yes, but they were huge. Like, her room was so bright in the morning. It was awful.
The big bay windows.
Yes, the bay windows. She had one of those, and they faced the street. And so it's Saturday night. People are walking by left and right. Like, it's, like, the street where all the parties are, whatever.
Right.
And someone came upstairs to my part side of the house, and you had to walk by the front windows and come upstairs. And someone was like, oh, like, someone needs to tell that girl to close her windows.
What was she doing?
She was wanking, full spread, like full windows open, all with the lights on.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
What are you doing?
So I was like, no way. And I went outside and I was like peeping Tom in the window.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, I couldn't like text her. I was like, do I disturb? And I can't text her. She's not going to like stop me. Like, hold on, I'm going to use my phone. So
what did you do?
I let it happen.
Did you tell her after?
Yeah. We laughed.
Okay.
But there was like a small crowd. It was really funny. Like the people that lived in my house.
Literal peeping Toms.
Yeah, we were peeping Toms. It was
That's
really
fucking so
funny.
Gross. Let her be.
Oh, she did her thing. Trust me. She was fine. She was fine. But it was so funny. I'm like, do we not think to close the windows?
Well, Erin had the roommate who had a long distance boyfriend. And Erin came home from class a little too early one day.
No.
There was a scene.
Oh.
She was on the phone with him.
Oh, like video or just like a phone call?
I think a phone call.
Oh, so she was like legs spread?
Oh, she was having a time.
No.
And a half.
No.
I actually had a roommate who would wait till I went to sleep to have sex with her boyfriend. And then I would wake up to it and we were in the same room.
Real sex or phone sex?
Real sex.
Okay.
And I ended up moving out.
Fair reasoning.
Because it was too much. It was too much.
I would say so.
I'm just trying to be at peace.
Like, your narcolepsy's not that much.
No.
No.
Well, depends. But no. Little freshman year baby Bridget, 18 years old.
An innocent soul.
Just holding my sheets up to my nose.
I'm like, just
like eyes bugged open. Like, oh my God, somebody help.
Ugh.
Yeah.
My freshman year roommate did that to me once, but like not in a bad, it was my fault. So she had texted me and I was asleep and was like, oh my God, do you mind sleeping in? We had like a friend that lived a door over and was like, do you mind sleeping in like so-and-so's room? Like, I have a friend. Obviously, like, I would be like, I'm out of here. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. But I didn't see it. And so like, I think she thought that like when she came in, I would be like, oh, hey, and then leave. But I like was like, hi. And I just rolled over and like continued to go to bed. Like I was not. This is the only time in my life, I think, that I had not been able to read the room. Like I guess he was just like in the room with us. And then they must have had sex. I don't really know. I just like knocked out. And then I woke up the next day and I rolled over and I was like, oh, my God. And then I picked up my phone and I saw the text. And I was like, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. I felt so, I got up and I like scurried out.
Are you a cock block?
Yeah, I didn't even realize.
Oh my God.
I felt so bad. I still think about it to this day. I text her right now. I'm like, hey, remember me? I'm so sorry about that one time. Hope you're happy and I hope you're doing well.
I hope you're doing well. Okay, back to our list. People who ignore their responsibilities. I'm sorry, but take out the goddamn trash. Don't rely on one person to do all the work. Or, oh, are we out of trash bags? I don't know. Why don't you go buy them?
Mm.
The toilet paper's out? Guess what?
Oh, darn.
Refill it. Why are you looking at me like that? Do you not do that?
No. I'm not that person.
Okay.
But we have gone through times where we've had to use paper towels on our coochies because we didn't have any toilet paper for like a couple days.
But you have a corner store. Just go to the corner store and
get
some.
The CS has been scary lately.
Okay. Dishes in the sink or leaving trash everywhere. Yeah. Classic.
It's
gross.
I just feel like I get maybe if it's like late at night and you're having a snack, I'll deal with it in the morning type thing. I don't care about that.
Days though?
Yeah, no, that's not.
Gross.
That's not legal.
I am a psycho because I clean as I cook. So when I'm done cooking, I only have to wash the utensils and the plate. Like everything is done.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Oh, I thought that was weird.
No. I hate when you like have something after that you have to
that's
do.
That's what I mean. I enjoy my meal more when I know I don't have that much to do.
Mm.
You know?
Nothing to dread.
Exactly. One of my personal biggest pet peeves, there's still a bunch on here, but I just thought of it. Thank God none of my roommates have ever done this. People who follow you around a kitchen when you're trying to cook.
Mm.
And they like stand in front of the silverware or they stand in front of the plates. It's like, I need this little square foot and I need you to not be inside of it. And let me cook. Mm. Let me live.
You don't need a shadow.
No. Nope. Fully all set.
I haven't had anyone that's done that to me. But I get like that because of the only child syndrome. So to go from not having anyone ever live with to like a shit ton, it wasn't really that great for me. But I would just put myself in my room and like everyone knew, like leave me alone for like 20 minutes. Like I'm having a moment.
Yeah.
So it was like a good thing I lived where I lived because I was like, I don't share space. I don't share things. But I know that's not normal.
That's correct.
So I just need a moment and then I would disappear.
Okay, good. Yeah. Go take a time out.
Yeah. No, I would put myself upstairs and be like, I must go.
I must leave you.
I must go.
Someone wrote in, the bitch left on the stove overnight and nearly burned the apartment down. Okay, I have done this.
Okay, is that someone that I know that rang that in?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my friends from home.
Oh, then, okay, no. But
this is what happened, though, in my defense. I mean, it wasn't smart. It was still my fault. I was seeing somebody, and I had a boy over for a date, and we had been cooking. And to turn my stove on, you have to turn the knob and hold a lighter to it. Like, it doesn't go on its own.
Oh, it was like...
And okay. We were cooking, and one thing was done too early. And I said, can you put that back on the stove? And he put it down and just turned the knob.
Oh, so it didn't.
But I was washing the dishes because I was cleaning and washing. So I didn't even notice it. Mm. So we eat, and then the next morning, I noticed it. And it was on low all night. And then I was horrified. Mm. And then I opened up all of the windows. Thank God Paula wasn't home because her room is right off the kitchen. She didn't sleep at home that night. And so I just went outside and then I called the fire department and they came and they were like, it's actually fine. You're fine. Because it was on low, thank God. And I like don't rip cigs because if I had ripped a cigarette, I would have blown the fire. So that actually
lit a candle.
Yeah. I mean, thank God it. I mean, it was way too long of a time, even if it was on low. Uh-huh. So, but it was fine. But yeah, that's how I almost burned the house down.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And he was an idiot and he turned the thing. But it's
his fault.
No, it's my apartment, even though.
No, I feel like leaving the stovetop on is pretty common.
I would never leave, like, the oven on.
Oh.
Have you ever done that?
No. My roommates do, though. Like, I'll feel heat and I'll look down and the thing will be on.
Why is that scarier to me? Even though the top is probably worse. The gas.
I don't know.
Which is worse?
Definitely the gas, the open flame.
Yeah.
Over the stove.
Oh, the flame wasn't on.
Oh, we've left flames on for hours. I'm talking like 12 to 6. Like someone left it on at lunch and I'm there at night and I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Happens all the time.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. We're not well.
That is so wrong.
Yeah, it's
fine. Turn them off before you go to bed.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
Olivia one time left. Olivia does this thing where she gets herself to bed, but just to the bed. Like I'm talking, she wakes up with her shoes on.
Okay.
Purse still around her.
Stop.
No, I swear on my life. So she came home one night and we were out before all of us and she put a pizza in the oven and then perished. Like lights on in her room. She's asleep on top of her bed with purse, shoes, skirt,
no.
The whole thing. Yeah. And I think Kelsey woke up and was like, what the fuck is that smell? Because she was closest to the stove and it's literally charcoal. It was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. And then
the fact that you have not burned down a home.
No, one time we had a party and some fucking asshole, I still don't know who it was. I have theories, but I don't know. Put a stick of butter or two on the bottom of our stove.
Okay, that's so rude.
Yeah. So when it was like Monday and they were cooking dinner downstairs because I lived upstairs. They were cooking dinner. And like turned it on, like put
that's
something
so
in there.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, it was. They opened it and it was full flames, full fucking flames in the stove.
That person is not a good person.
No, I have theories.
Mm. We'll find you. Mm. We have a particular set of skills.
I mean, it's been like 6 years, but
yeah, we still fucking find you. I don't
get
care if it's a cold case.
Get Aaron Shannon on this shit.
Yeah, Aaron can fix it. People who take forever in the bathroom.
Again, reading the room.
Do what you need to do and get out of there. Mm. Selfish.
See, I feel like I just, the door's open. Anyone can come in. I don't mind. I actually have a few photos, too, which I can show you after, of literally us in college. Like, someone will be in the shower, like, with their head poking out. Someone's brushing their teeth, and someone's in the toilet. Like, it's just, We did. Never. And then ending. Someone's in the doorway taking a photo. Like, it was.
Yeah. Paul and I have done that. Like, I've had to pee so bad and she's in the shower. And I'm just hi. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I just have to use the bed. She's like, oh my God. Yeah, of course.
I used to do that to Olivia all the time. And I'd be like, I'm going to shit my pants. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
And
Colleen.
She would be like, I swear to God, you do this on purpose.
You're so
and then
gross.
I'd be like, yeah, maybe I am, actually.
Good Lord. I think that's all the submissions. I agree with all of them, honestly.
No, I do too. Right. I just feel like it's not that hard to be a good roommate.
I don't think it's that hard either. It's just common sense.
Normal social skills. Can't talk about this enough.
Right.
And just be considerate, you know?
It's being considerate. That's a big one.
Yeah. I think you're a really good roommate.
Thank you.
Not that we've lived together.
I mean.
But I consider myself to live here sometimes.
You basically do.
Do you think I'm a good roommate?
I think you would be, yeah. Because you are self-aware and considerate.
Okay.
I would say there are some things like...
The toenails? The toenail... the toenail clippers?
Yeah, like
which
you
I
come
need to
here.
Borrow after this.
No, I think you need to go get your own. Because this isn't going to be the house you cut your toenails at. You're going to get toenail clippers and do it on your own because boundaries. Got it?
I don't like boundaries.
Yeah, too bad. You ready to hear some stories?
You have too many firm boundaries.
Okay, someone wrote into us. Last year, our roommate decided to text us at the end of May to tell us she was not re-signing the lease, which one was screwing us to find an apartment for September, but also so mature to do it over text when we were supposed to be your quote best friends.
And they live together?
Yes.
Okay, that's already weird.
She wouldn't say it was because of me, but wouldn't talk to me. Anyways, we had tickets to see Snooki and Joey live.
Jealous.
And it was at the beginning of June, the show.
Okay.
I was having surgery the first week of June, and the show was exactly 1 week later. I wasn't sure how I would be feeling and if I could make it, so I was up in the air and going to make a game-time decision. Well, your girl had virtually no swelling or bruising and was healing just fine. My roommate, who, quote, moved out, never texted me before to talk about moving out, never texted me to wish me good luck, nothing. The surgery was 9 hours and on my face, and she knew about it. But that...
Sus.
But what she didn't know was that I was fine to go to the show. Your girl held up good. And she had the audacity to text me the night before the show to say, quote, I hope all is well and we can put everything aside for the other girls. Honey, I am the wrong one. She only texted me because she wanted to go to Snooki and Joey. And safe to say, I made it and she did not. And now I have a perfect nose and lips.
Okay. And go off.
Yeah, she got like reconstructive stuff. Oh. But how fucking rude. You're going to text your quote best friends that you're not re-signing, and then the night before the show you want to go see when she has the tickets.
You are an asshole.
Yeah, goodbye. We don't have time for it.
Good day.
I said good day. Okay, two more stories. When I first bought my house, a girl from work who I was friends with moved in. Very shortly after, her brand new boyfriend, who I didn't know from a hole in the wall, basically moved into. Already hate it.
Yeah.
I already hate it. He was home more than the two of us, made himself completely at home. I had cousins over to watch a football game and let them know ahead of time and invited them to join because she's a nice person.
Yeah.
He ended up asking if he could watch the game in my bedroom since my roommate didn't have a TV in her room yet. Mind you, all that was in my room at the time was my bed and the TV. Thank God I didn't have a cable up there so I could say that because otherwise I'm sure I would have panicked and just said yes.
Yeah.
So this man was just going to, her cousins were going to be in the living room watching this game. And he was going to watch it in his girlfriend's roommate's bedroom he doesn't know.
Self-awareness.
So weird. He then proceeds to head to the kitchen and take my Brigham's ice cream out of the freezer, grab a spoon and head back upstairs. My cousins and I were all shook. Take just about any food of mine except for my ice cream. Sorry for the essay, but I had to share.
Not the ice cream.
Mind you, this girl loves ice cream. Like, loves it. It would be like someone taking my Regina's. Like, it would be like someone taking the leftover box of pizza and walking upstairs. And she
cruelty.
Was like, just get a bowl.
Yeah, why do you have to take the whole ass container?
The whole pint. You don't know her. You don't know her? You're in her home. What is... Men are trash.
People are not okay.
People are not okay.
Read the room.
Okay, last one and... Woof.
Oh, God.
Just buckle up.
Okay.
My close friend. Let's call her Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly and I wanted to get our first post-college apartment together, and we went in on a 3-bedroom with her distant cousin to save money. The cousin, this kid, let's call him Dave. So Kelly and Dave had never really lived away from his mom before. Dave hasn't, let alone with any girls. We had an issue where he was helping himself to our shower products. Those can be expensive. Also, like, just ask, is what she wrote. After his shower, we could smell our body wash wafting from the bedroom, bathroom, things like that. No, sir, just help yourself. The worst that happened to Kelly was when I discovered he used her razor.
No! No!
I was in the shower and saw a messy cluster of soap in hair that someone left in the tub. A trail of pubes crept up the wall and led my eye to Kelly's pink razor. Dave used his cousin's razor to shave his pubes. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine?
That would be like
Sean Smith, yeah, or Tommy Smith using my razor on their pubes.
The word pubes is disgusting.
It is truly a terrible word.
Pubes.
I think it's the sunglasses too.
Pubic hair. That's disgusting.
He used his cousin's razor to shave his pubes.
I'm picturing long, thick, curly pubes all along the wall.
She goes, she was horrified, not as much as I could be, and we had to have a talk with him. She had to say to this grown man, if you need my razor, please ask me, and I will give you your own razor instead. Imagine having to sit someone down and say that.
I'm just picturing you having to say that to one of the Smiths. No, I can't unsee it.
I mean, they would never.
No, I know.
They would never, because they're not heathens.
But just to, like, grasp the concept. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wild. Not that using a random person's is better. Like, I don't know what's worse. If you use the friend who wrote it in of mine, or yeah, Kelly's, the cousin. Which yeah is worse?
If I was like, I just used your razor, how mad would you be at me?
I would be furious. I would be furious.
I didn't. I'm just asking. Hypothetically.
Did you use my razor
no,
in
I didn't.
Florida?
No, I didn't.
Are you lying?
I didn't even know you had a razor in Florida. I didn't shave once in Florida. I didn't care.
Colleen.
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I did. No, I didn't.
Oh, boy.
Because I remember being like, ugh, on the last day, something's growing.
No, because I don't mind sharing things. Like, if you were to say to me, hey, I'm out of soap, is there any way, when we were in Florida, like, is there any way I can use some of yours? I'd be like, yeah, obviously. Mm. There are just some things you don't share with people. Mm. A bar of soap, you certainly don't share with someone.
Yeah, that's gross. People just shouldn't use bars of soap.
Razors. Mm-hmm. And toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. Those are your own. Or also any eye makeup. Like, no, you can't use my eyeliner that I put on the inside of my eye, basically.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh, I do. It's gross.
I don't use eyeliner, though. Just mascara.
Oh, I love a good mascara.
But you wouldn't use somebody else's?
No, not really.
Really?
Like, desperate times, sure. But no. I just think people should come prepared with their own stuff. Like, if you're on vacation and you're walking or you're saying to everyone with you, can I use this? Can I use that? Just either go buy it because you're not... In the middle of nowhere, there's a convenience store if you forgot something.
I would agree.
And two, it's just not people's responsibility to bring stuff prepared for you.
I hate people who do that consistently. Every once in a rare while, if you're like, fuck, I forgot this, I could give a shit. But if you are one of those people that I go out with all the time, like if you're one of my really good friends and you do that every single time, I'd be like, get your shit together.
If there was a friend of yours who just actively didn't bring things regularly and was just like, hey, can I borrow this? Hey, can I borrow that?
I'd be like, shut up.
Cut him out. Trim the fat. They gotta go.
Did I tell you that Fiona actually reached out to me after our friendship episode and was like, Bridget really has me wanting to cut people off.
Listen.
I was like, okay, go off. Like, I don't know who she's referring to.
We just don't have
time. I'm like, is it me? Am I the fat?
You just get older and just like, I don't have time for this. You're exhausting. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. No people pleasing. We're done.
Do you know what I realized the other day?
What?
I would like to think that I have a lot of empathy for people.
You do.
I don't have a lot of patience.
Right, because your brain works in common sense. And so when people don't have the same...
Or if you're just being super selfish, I just don't have time. I think that's really the only time I get like short with people. When I'm like, no, you're crossing a boundary. Mm. You know?
Mm. Not the boundary part, but yeah, patience part. Totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I also hate the feeling of being taken advantage of, like someone is using you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what bothers me about someone. And this definitely happens to you because I know you. If you're someone who always says yes, mm-hmm. then people just keep asking. And at one point you're just like, wait a minute, no. Mm.
Yeah, but I don't say no. And then I'll just like bitch about it to other people. Which
yeah,
is
I
my
say
problem.
No.
Yeah.
Excuse it's my quite liberating when you start doing it.
Excuse my kindness for weakness. I'm just saying.
All right. Those are all the submissions I got.
I have some wild shit that I found online because Reddit Amazing. Is taking my life over. Also, I meant to tell you about freshman year. I lived in the shittiest building of all Plymouth State University. And there was the smelly man.
Sorry?
The smelly man.
Sure.
So I don't
Did
know
he go to school there?
Yes. Smelly man. Okay. I lived on the seventh floor of this seventh floor building. So all the way up.
Okay.
I think he lived on like the fifth floor or so. If I could express to you, and obviously there was probably something going on, right? So like not to judge, but it was crazy. There was this man that I swear on my life had not showered one time. He did not have a roommate, probably for this reason. He might have when they first moved in. He lived in the building and we would only see each other passing by. And I have no sense of smell. But it was everyone. Everyone was like, holy shit.
Oh, that makes me wicked sad.
And in the elevator, we would be like, oh, like you could not get in the elevator with him. And one time, I remember there was a cleaning lady who I had passed by. He had like gotten off the elevator after me or something. And then I was like, and she was like getting on the elevator. And I remember she looked at me and goes, that boy is sick. And I was like, oh, everyone notices. Everyone knows exactly what we're talking about. Like,
that sucks though.
I know, but it was actually so awful.
I wish someone could approach him and be like,
I wish someone
dude.
Could contact his family. Like yeah. it was awful.
Yeah, something's not right.
It was like, I wonder what was below there had to have been growths and like things, organisms being grown. Like, I don't know. I don't know what his living space looked like, and I don't want to know. It was the worst thing.
That bad.
I just feel like I should be compensated for living in that building. It was, and I was sick every month. Like, I haven't been sick since. Isn't that disgusting? Like, I had strep like 4 times in a year.
Did you build up immunity?
I think so. And I would always use the handicap stall because it was the cleanest and the biggest. And it was so gross.
Yeah, I that sounds terrible.
It was like,
truly.
It was like a commune. Oh, I can't even think about it. How did I even last? I remember Auntie, when your dad died, actually. I just got excited there for a second. When your dad died.
You remember that time when your dad died?
Remember when your dad died?
I do.
Good. Auntie Terry and my mom came to get me. And Auntie Terry must have been like, oh, we'll park and we'll go see. You know how Auntie Terry is. You know, my mom was probably like, get me the fuck out of here. Because that's just how she is.
Yeah.
And they came up and they got all the way off the elevator, seventh floor. It looked like a jail cell, my freshman year dorm. And I remember Auntie Terry came in and was like, oh. And there was like a wall in the middle of our dorm, like room. It looked like a jail cell. It was the most disgusting. I don't know how I lived there. And I remember Auntie Terry being like, okay.
Cool.
And I understood.
Yeah. My freshman year, I lived in a house that made no sense. So they built the middle part first, and then they added 2 additions on, but they didn't change the staircases.
Oh.
They didn't connect them. So to go to the second floor, you would have to go up the right to the third floor,
mm-hmm.
over the top, and then down.
That's so weird.
And then the other way. So if I could either go down and up or up and then down. There was no direct staircase to my room.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous.
That is.
We all get back from college break freshman year, so it's January. And this kid was obviously a dude in the basement hanging up his clothes. In my college dorms, there was this thing on the ceiling it essentially unleashes tons of water in case there's a fire.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And it has this little bracket around it, and he used it like a hanger for his clothes, and it pulled it. And he flooded the whole place.
Oh,
we all had to move out. It was January. It was freezing cold. It was the day everyone came back to school. So it was an absolute nightmare. So I had to move out of that dorm. And then I had to move for the whole rest of the semester while they fixed it.
Damn.
Because this kid was such a fucking idiot. Ruined all of his things.
Did he get any like repercussions from that?
I forget. But he had to have, because I was on the second floor, like I said, and our rooms were ruined. So it like fucked up the whole dorm.
Damn.
Because he used essentially a fire hose as a hanger.
Oof. They set him up for that, though.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, it, I don't think that should have been created. Also, the whole housing situation was so dumb. Like, that, it's just a dorm that should be.
They were, like, shoving you into,
shot
like,
into the sun.
Mm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That was also the roommate with the loud sex in the middle of the night. So,
oh.
It was time to leave there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was time to go.
Anyway.
Makes sense. Okay.
Your stories.
Okay, so I got some interesting ones of all kinds. There really are all kinds of kinds. This one's called The Bathroom Snoop. My first roommate, when we were both at age 18, was totally incapable of taking care of herself. Can't imagine that, honestly.
Okay.
Sidebar.
I have follow-up questions, but sure.
Sidebar. Like, I had a roommate, and God bless Brianna Melendez. Like, she'll know. She'll laugh. But she, one time, perfect example, like, she didn't know how to cook bagel bites.
Oh.
And one time she was like, can we make asparagus? And I was like, yeah, sure. So we went and we got asparagus, and then she's like, okay, will you like show me how, okay, like, will you cook these? And I was like, well, do you eat them, or do you like suck them, like edamame? And it was asparagus. It was the funniest fucking thing.
What did she eat when she was a kid?
She loved egg salad, made it all the time.
That's easy to make.
And then Natalie would round us up like once a month for us to go through the fridge, because there would be some shit growing in there. So we'd all have
gross.
To sit on the kitchen floor. And she would be like, who's
gross.
This? And I lived in squalor. There was like a rotting old wheelchair in the kitchen. Like,
what?
We stole a wheelchair. It was squalor.
Ugh, gross.
Absolute squalor.
Can I tell you one time, really quick?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Game of Thrones, and I was with Jesse and Heather. Mm-hmm. We were all in our apartment. I was making hard-boiled eggs, and I had two burners on, like the front and the back one, and I turned off the front one when the eggs were done and moved it to the back, but the back burner was on, and the lid was on top of the eggs without water in them.
Oof.
Or I think there was water in them, and it was during the Red Wedding, which I know you've never seen Game of Thrones, but everyone listening will know what I'm talking about. I had seen it, but they had not, so I was trying to get their reactions. And I ran to the couch, and 15 minutes later, the lid on the thing popped off, hit our microwave. I thought we were under attack. There was egg everywhere. They blew up. I blew up the hard-boiled eggs. They were everywhere. I was picking up little bits of egg for days. Every
of
crevice of that apartment.
Eggs also, out of all the things.
Right. Like, the nastiest smelling thing on the planet. We jumped. Like, it felt like someone was in the apartment and was firing at us. Like, that is what the sounds that were coming from our kitchen were. And they were attached, so we were in the same room. Yeah, it was chaos.
Damn.
Yep. But anyway. So when I think of making hard-boiled eggs, sometimes that's what I think of. The time I
blew them up. She loved hard-boiled eggs, and she loved eggs. And really, like, scrambled eggs.
Same.
I'm like, so, oh my God, another thing about Brianna Melendez, the one thing that would drive me up a wall is she would eat croutons as chips. But I would actually eat them for a salad. So every time I'd buy them, I'd be like, fuck, I have to hide them from her, because she would come home drunk and she'd be like, where are the croutons? And then be scrambling through the cabinets for them. So when we moved out, I found like 10 hidden bags of croutons, because I would hide them and forget where I hid them.
Only you would forget where you hid croutons.
So when we were moving out, I found like 10 of them.
Oh, good Lord.
It was funny. Okay. Sorry. Got distracted. So first roommate, both 18, totally incapable of taking care of herself. She'd sleep all day, stay up all night, and snoop in my room. Her diet consisted of butter, pecan, and sure. Like I think the little shakes, the protein ones.
The fuck?
Yeah. Baby food.
No, no, no. Stop. You're joking.
And bags of McDonald's burgers and fries.
Oh, okay. Relatable.
It's just evens the playing field there.
Yeah.
Which she would put in our fridge and microwave throughout the week when she was hungry. So basically she would like store it and then
like
heat it
Sunday,
up.
Like Sunday, go for your, you know, grocery store trip.
Your meal prep.
Was her McDonald's?
I don't know. All of this is very alarming. But the tipping point came one afternoon when I had returned home to a foul smell in the apartment. Her bathroom was in the hallway. Mine was in my room. Thanks to her constant stooping, I had started locking my bedroom door when I was out. So I followed the smell into her bathroom and to her toilet. Against my better judgment, I lifted the toilet seat to find out her toilet had become clogged, but that she continued to go to the bathroom on top of it for days, letting it pile up to the lid. I was furious. I marched over to her room and I banged on the door. Of course, she was too embarrassed to come out of her room, shouting that it was my fault for locking the door to my bedroom and giving her no other options. Apparently, the snooping I had suspected was actually her using my bathroom. I called the building manager, had a maintenance person sent up immediately, and told her through the door that she was coming out to explain herself to the worker. But once he, a nice man in his 40s, who had no idea of his fate. Arrived, she pretended not to be home. There I was, banging like an idiot in front of this man, but she was dead silent. I'm sure I looked like I was lying to avoid the responsibility.
I would break down the door. I would break down that fucking door.
I looked like I was lying to avoid the responsibility for what he was about to see. I had no choice. I showed him the bathroom. He walked in, lifted the seat, and turned white as a ghost. He looked over at me as I swore it wasn't my bathroom, and he just said, I'm gonna have to go get some gloves.
A hazmat suit. A literal hazmat suit, sir.
I kicked her out at the end of the month.
Yeah. That's it. Oh my God.
Woo! That's hilarious.
People like that do not deserve to have roommates.
No. No.
Baby food?
That's already a red flag.
I just... I actually forgot a submission on here.
Oh.
One was when you shit when you're on the phone, so you don't want to flush and you forget.
I've never done that.
That is grotesque. It's called the mute button. Use it.
I would just flush.
It's so gross.
Just flush on the phone. Who cares?
Also, like, no, we're not going to get into it. Anyway, that was disgusting. Please continue.
One time.
Oh, God, what?
It's not that bad. I was in Punta Cana for spring break, and me and my friend Abby stayed together, and we were so excited to get there the first day because we had so much, like, traveling issues. We missed a whole day. So when we got there, we all were, like, unwell. Like, we went too aggressively, mm-hmm. and, like, we were going to go out the first night to, like, a different club and, like, get on a bus, like, a whole thing. And
I've been there.
So we blacked out, and... We showered when we got home and then, like, fell asleep on the bed. I woke up at a minute away from when the bus was leaving. I was so unwell. I got up and ran to the bathroom, vomited on the floor.
And left it there?
No, just water. And then I went to the bathroom. And I literally think I was just, like, expelling demons, like, out of every hole. And I broke the toilet. Not clogged it, like, physically broke it. Like, it was broken. And I never told you this. So there's vomit on the floor to the bathroom. A toilet overflowing. Abby's snoring. And I have to get on this bus.
So what did you do?
I tried.
What the fuck, Colleen?
So if you knew Abby, you would know she's a beast. You cannot wake her. So I tried. And I was like, all right, bitch.
You did not leave her there.
So I left her there. I put on a romper.
You're terrible.
No, if you knew her, it's really not out of pocket. Like, she would not have gotten up. Like, she really wouldn't have. So I put on a romper, no underwear, no bra, no makeup, put my hair in, like, a low bun and, like, put, you know, when you're on, like, on vacation, though, and you have some color and, like, your hair is kind of fine, just leave it as is. And I ran out the door. I took my phone and I ran and I got on the bus.
Where did you go?
We went to a club. I got back. Abby.
You are a troll. Like, you are. I don't even know if I have a mole person.
So I get back. Abby's still sleeping. It had been hours. So I get back and I wake up Abby. I'm like, what the fuck do we do? She's pissed because she's mad.
Oh, I wonder fucking
no,
why.
No, not like at me. But like, it was like, okay, yeah, at me. But not at the fact that she missed the club or whatever. She knew what she had done, you know? She knew she wouldn't have gotten up. But I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, I don't know. You have to do it. So she had to call down and they didn't speak any English. He's yelling at them in Spanish. And they had to, a team of people had to come up. And she was like, you're answering the door. And I was like, no, I'm not.
So you did what this girl did.
So I did.
Oh my God,
and
call
I
did, me.
And I cleaned up my watery throw up and then they fixed the toilet. I don't know. But I was like expelling demons. I don't know. It was crazy.
I wouldn't last 5 seconds with you in college. Not five.
I was disgusting.
Was?
I had a one couch in college, like, that no one else would go on because I would just, like, lay on it hungover and, like, just with a blanket and, like, naked and, like, just be, like, gagging all day. It was disgusting. we would put blankets over all the windows.
You are.
And that's when we watched Vanderpump Rules. That's when we started. All of us would get in the living room and pick a spot on the floor. There was not a spot left unturned. Blankets over every doorway and window. And from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Sunday, that's what we would do.
And Mems.
Yeah. And that was that.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Great.
And that was my couch, and I think about it all the time. I miss it so much. Okay, on to the next. This one was just one of those ones that I rolled by, and it's like two sentences, but it kept with me.
Okay,
you know?
It stuck with you.
All it says is, he woke me up at 3 a.m.
No.
Period. He dropped his pants to the ground. Period. He said, Tom Cruise was right about everything. And then, with his pants still at his knees, he bunny hopped back to the bed and fell asleep. I didn't sleep that night.
Who is this person?
I don't know. Tom Cruise was right about everything.
Oh, what the fuck is he talking about?
Isn't that the most hilarious thing you've ever heard?
That's ridiculous. The bunny hop.
Imagine someone just being naked saying Tom Cruise is right about everything.
No, not naked. Pants at his ankle, so he bunny hopped. So he just hopped around the bed. No, get out of here.
That's hilarious. Okay. This one's called College Roommate Doesn't Know How Babies Are Made and Thinks That Testicles Are Stage 4 Penis Cancer.
Oh.
Let's get into it.
Wow.
Okay, not really a story, as in a terrible roommate, but horror at her incredibly sheltered life. My freshman year roommate in the dorms was incredibly sweet, but didn't have a clue about anything. She'd never had a boyfriend, never kissed a guy before. A couple months into the school year, she starts dating a guy. A few weeks into the relationship, she spends the weekend at his apartment. This is the conversation that ensued when she came home. Roommate comes in looking horrified. I think I'm pregnant. Now, I know this girl. And I know there's no way in hell this girl has had sex already.
It reeks of it.
So she goes, really? What did you guys do? And she says, we made out. I say, and? And she says, well, it was really intense. So I asked, were you guys naked? And she said, no, but he was on top of me. Cue an hour of me trying to convince this girl that there was no way in hell that she could be pregnant. She didn't believe me and still went to Planned Parenthood the next day to get Plan B and a prescription for birth control. They didn't end up having sex for another 9 months. Another time, she came home after a weekend at his place and looked super embarrassed. I asked her what was wrong. This is really embarrassing, but up until tonight, I didn't know that guys had balls.
Wherever this girl went to school.
Amish country?
Is
okay.
Doing her dirty.
So I ask, really? How'd you find out? She proceeds to tell me a story about how she wanted to give him a blowjob for the first time ever, and when she took off his pants and saw his penis for the first time, she let out a gasp. Her boyfriend asked her what was wrong, and she proceeds to tell him she's worried he has cancer because of the two large tumors.
Imagine you being that guy.
She literally put, you can't make this shit up.
Imagine being that guy and hearing a gasp and being like, oh, God. And then she's like, you have growths. He like, what?
She was so shaken up. She didn't get around to giving him a blowjob, which she thought consisted of literally blowing on his penis.
Colleen, I can only take so much. Google it. Just Google it.
I proceeded to teach her how to give a proper blowjob, which she practiced on a banana. This woman's Mother Teresa.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
There are way more many stories of this, but those are just the two that stand out. Just so you know, she's still with this guy 8 years later. It's her husband.
Shut. I have no words.
There's a lid for every pot.
There truly is.
For sure.
A lid for every pot. Wow. I actually know a girl who in college thought the same thing about fellatio and did, in fact.
About fellatio?
Blowjobs.
What does that mean? What's fellatio?
Blowjobs.
Oh, is that French? Wait, what are you saying?
Fellatio means giving blowjobs.
In what language?
This one.
I've never heard of that before. I just thought that I was having a stroke and you were I couldn't comprehend what you were saying.
Fellatio meaning stimulation of a man's penis.
How do you spell that?
Fellatio.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard the word fellatio?
No, I just thought I was not comprehending you. That's why I kept saying what? Because I thought I. Okay. Literally never heard of that.
Do you want to hear the Urban Dictionary version?
Sure. We should Urban Dictionary our names.
The term used in polite company, which refers to the subservient act of orally stimulating the male sex organ, which...
I hate the word stimulating.
But like, not limited to the lips, mouth, and tongue, during which suction pressure is... Okay, it's a little too...
That's super descriptive.
The beautiful art of cock sucking.
That's more my language.
Fellatio is French, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, do you want me to look up? We'll do that at the end.
I hate the word cock. I hate that word. It's so in your face. It's so aggressive. It's just, it's not needed. Okay. Weenus. Okay. Roommate came home drunk at 4 a.m. I woke up to the sound of a urine stream. This motherfucker opened the lid to my laptop like a toilet and started pissing all over my desk and my laptop. I jumped down from my loft bed and slammed him against the wall and then shoved him into the hallway. Pulled the fire alarm, went back to my room, and I locked him out. He got expelled. I only put this in there because I actually had a friend that did the exact same thing with the laptop, thinking the laptop was a toilet.
I have friends who have like peed in plants. I have a friend who also peed on a computer chair.
Why is it always men?
Because they can just whip it out wherever they want.
That's crazy.
They're just told they can just have at it wherever they damn well please.
I wish I had that ability.
No, because you would use it for bad. You would not use your powers for good. We would be reading one of these stories and it would be about you. Okay. I feel that deeply.
I did hear somewhere that once you do it once, you can't stop doing it.
Whipping your dick out? Like what?
Like peeing when you're drunk, like when you're asleep.
Oh.
When you're like confused. Oh. Like once you do it once, you can't stop, I heard.
Sure.
That's the tea.
That's tough.
I mean, I'm no professional, but I've never done that, have you?
No.
Okay.
No. I've peed my pants before, but not like in my sleep, shit face, peed my pants.
Okay. Cool.
It's usually because I'm laughing too hard, to be honest.
Mm.
It's only when I'm laughing too hard. I don't know why.
I was going to say, what other time?
It's usually. Like, it happens typically, all the time. Yeah.
You know.
It doesn't happen that often. Every time it has happened, it's because I've been laughing.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Anytime.
This wasn't my roommate, but a friend of mine I met freshman year. My friend, we'll call him Tim, had a roommate named Bob. Bob was at school on a wrestling scholarship, and he looked it. Short, squat, solid muscle. Louisiana accent. But he seemed nice enough. As the first week or two of school went on, Bob started asking kind of weird questions. First it was, what's your favorite animal? And things like, have you ever thought about what it would be like to be an animal? And what kind of animal would you be?
No. Nope. Too many animal questions.
Kind of weird, but whatever. Soon he started showing Tim some drawings he'd been making. There was a weird progression on this. At first,
you don't say.
I have no idea what this word is. I've tried to sound it out and I sound unwell. Anthropomorphized.
Sure.
I just feel like the PO shouldn't be in there. Because like anthropomorphized makes sense. Anthropomorphized doesn't make any sense. Whatever that means. If you know, you know. If you don't, I don't give a shit. Okay. They did this with animals, tigers, and humanoid figures, and so on. Soon enough, Tim noticed the pictures were getting more and more suggestive. A little cleavage here. A little too well-defined butt there.
On the animals?
On the animals. That sort of thing. But then there started being more of one of them in a picture. Nothing explicit, but Tim was getting ideas.
Orgies?
I don't know.
Animal orgies. Graphic animal orgies. Is that what we're working with right now?
Yes.
So, for the love of Christ.
Then I actually heard through a mutual friend that Bob was really into making Halloween costumes. Like really high quality ones. My roommate at the time was telling me, oh yeah, man, he's going to make me an animal costume. I think I'm going to be a pink skunk. You should pick one out too. Also, why are you picking that? Like, pick something cool.
A pink skunk?
Yeah, like, you're an idiot. Whatever. Okay. I kind of just shrugged it off and forgot about it. Around this time, Bob confided to Tim that he always thought of himself as a hyena. And even made a costume for it so he could dress up like it from time to time.
Sure.
One night, Tim looked down from the top bunk to see a tail sticking out of Bob's sleeping bag. Yeah, I'm sure you all know where this is going by now. But at the time, we had no idea what a furry was. Or that anything like it existed, so we're all pretty baffled. Bob said that he just liked to wear his tail sometimes. Then he went on to say that there were whole communities of people who lived in these suits full time. They even made access points in them so you could perform bodily functions without taking them off. I have to confess that at the time, we were all pretty judgy college kids. Looking back, I can see that Bob had some hobbies and interests that seemed weird to me, but he wasn't hurting anyone. But we laughed about it a lot behind his back at the time. Mm. Things might have stayed like that indefinitely if I hadn't been for what happened next.
Oh, no. Oh no, I don't know where this is going, and I'm nervous.
I actually
nervous.
Don't think I finished the story. So like, I like reading it, I just like read up to that and was like, this will do. So I don't know what this says.
Oh God.
There was a trail behind our dorm that led to the main campus through a small strip of woods. Bob liked to spend time. All I saw was your eyes coming this way.
I just got so scared.
I literally was like, what?
I'm worried.
Bob liked to spend time in this little forest.
Bob.
But no one really thought anything of it.
Bob.
Then one day, another friend of mine, we'll call him Mike, walked into Tim and Bob's room. He saw what looked like a homemade spear carved out of a branch leaning up against the wall. When asked what it was, Bob said that he liked to sneak around by the trail with it. He was rather vague as to why, and when Mike pressed him about it, and Bob picked up the spear and stabbed Mike in the foot with it. Now Mike had shoes on and the spear barely went through, but he still stabbed a guy with a homemade spear. Bob was expelled, and last we heard, he had gone back to Louisiana. You go to college and you meet a furry and you get stabbed by a homemade spear from the woods. I'm sorry?
That is not where I thought that story was going. No. Oh, wow. Bob.
Yeah, Bob's got some demons.
Bob, find some friends
yeah.
who are maybe interested in the same thing that you are, not yucking your yum, and let's stop stabbing people.
Yeah. Maybe he was just curious.
Maybe
he didn't have
channel that creativity that Bob has and puts it
yeah,
somewhere
artist.
Else.
He could be an artist.
He could be an artiste.
This one made me laugh. A very sheltered roommate I had living downstairs was very open about her singing. She had no shame and she had talent to match. Singing Cher's Believe was was one of her Saturday morning go-tos. Hey, it could be worse, right? Well, maybe. 5 a.m. is just a little too early for Cher.
Yeah, that's fair.
But what was most disturbing was her Backstreet Boys rendition of I Want It That Way. This is when things get weird. Maybe she was just trolling me, but she would belt out this tune when she got ready for bed after an evening shift. The odd thing about it was how long she would sing it for. There were nights that I would wake up at 4 a.m. and she was still singing. Not as bad and just as passionate. I had enough. I went downstairs to ask her to wait until morning, but it was dark. No lights on at all. Even in her room, it was dark. It's 4 a.m. and she's singing her heart out in bed. So I knock and the singing stops. She opens the door all confused and she barely has a voice left. The next morning, I apologize for surprising her, but I couldn't sleep with her all of her Backstreet Boys singing. She doesn't understand what I'm saying. And I'm talking about it as I'm talking about it. And it suddenly occurred to me that she was singing in her sleep. Every single night. How could I expect her to just not sing in her sleep? Maybe she was just trolling me, but for 8 months, this little woman with no friends and no family close by sung Backstreet Boys in her sleep.
I have so many questions.
That's just simply, you don't feel in the morning that like you don't have a
no,
voice?
No, there's no way she didn't know. Respectfully. There's no way.
That's bizarre.
You wake up and you don't have a voice every morning.
Yeah,
I would be recording the crap out of her.
That's like Exorcist.
Yes.
I would hate that.
Oh, I would hate that.
It would freak me out.
Definitely. That's really creepy. Mm. She's just singing in her bed asleep. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. Talking's one thing. You can talk without strain. Mm. If you're singing that loudly that you're waking people up in the middle of the night, I'm sorry. No. No.
Okay. I have two little ones, and then I found these ones on Twitter that made me laugh. My freshman year roommate was insane and obsessed with herself. Sure.
Been there.
When I arrived at the dorms and walked into our room, she had already set up all of her things. She had a pink sparkly princess sheets and a huge picture of herself modeling hanging up behind her bed.
No. Get out of here.
Things went downhill from there. She fucked my boyfriend, tried to drunkenly fight me a few times, and stole all of my food. She even wrote mean notes to me after eating my food and stuck them inside as judgment. Example, I ate your lean cuisine. It was disgusting and it gave me diarrhea. So thanks for that.
Like, that's her fault. What is wrong with her?
I moved out of the dorms after one semester.
I don't blame you. What
the
a lunatic.
Passive aggressive notes afterwards, like as it were a review.
Wow, what a lunatic.
Had a roommate who bred ferrets.
Listen to me right now. Listen to me.
Gerbils aren't it.
Ferrets.
My cousin had a ferret. They back into corners to shit. And the musk smell can be pretty overpowering. Not a knock on ferrets, but they have to be cared for and let out under controlled conditions when there are more than six. I was sleeping one night when I was half awakened by a tickling on my leg. brushed whatever it was away with my hand and pulled my hand from underneath the blankets to a small female ferret, its teeth firmly planted into the little skin behind my fingernail of my ring finger.
Oh, ow.
Not a great way to wake up. I moved out shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Yeah, if you find out someone's breeding ferrets, it's
and they're
not,
in your bed, in your pants.
No, that's not who you move in with. That's not who you live with.
That's not who you want in your pants.
Even if they're like, it's free, you say no. Nope, I'd like to sleep in peace.
Have you seen Worst Roommate Ever on Netflix?
Yeah.
This is a good watch for this episode for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I was on Twitter, obviously, goldmine. I have three for you, little ones. My roommate in college would never wash her towels. When I pointed out that they were beyond smelly and a little crunchy, her solution was to spray them with Lysol. She had other clean towels, but she would not use them. She was saving them for an emergency. Wow.
No words.
Mm-mm. Moved in with a student in college. Noticed he has a huge horror movie collection. When I asked, you a big horror movie fan? He replied, no, just taking notes.
No. Nope. Taking notes.
Mm.
That's not creepy. Jesus.
I had a roommate once tell me, you know, most people wake up when someone's watching them sleep. You don't.
Oh my God. I just got chills down my spine. Why? 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 I know we overuse this phrase, but people are not okay. Everyone needs to go to therapy.
Have you seen the one part of, it might be Bad Moms Christmas?
Yeah.
When, what's her name, is watching Kristen Bell and her husband have sex in the corner.
Oh my God, all of a sudden,
then she's like, Keeks! That's me.
Yes, it is you.
And she's like, look like you can get an erection again. Yay!
I love Bad Moms.
Me too. Love Katherine Hahn.
Mm-hmm.
And just her character in that in general kills me.
Oh, she's so good.
Which terrible roommate would you rather live with? Okay.
Oh, good Lord. I'm ready.
Totally hates you or is obsessed with you and follows you everywhere?
Hates.
I think I'd prefer obsessed.
Naturally.
Okay. But I would get annoyed if they followed me everywhere. Like, let me have a minute. Just one. That's all I need. Leaves dirty dishes in the sink and never washes them, or hoards dirty dishes in their room and washes them every 3 months?
The sink, because I would just do it. Or I would just put them in the dishwasher. It would be annoying, but someone who's hoarding them in their room.
As long as they clean them out themselves. I don't care. As long as you keep it in your space.
I mean, I would obviously prefer their mess stay in their space, but hoarding dirty dishes and only cleaning them every 3 months? that's not going to work.
I have a friend that didn't clean her sheets in college for a full year.
Calendar year? 12 months?
School year. So September to May.
Oh, that's so gross. That's so gross.
I know.
My Lord.
Clogs the drain with their hair. Or leaves used dental floss strings all over the apartment.
You left used floss in my living room the other night.
Did I?
Yep. On the tray that I use for food.
Wait, I might have done that again today.
So I'll use the other one.
Wait, no, I think I did it today.
Why would you do that?
Because I forgot. It's not. I'm not like, I'm leaving my floss here. I think I just left it over there by accident.
Okay. I'm going to say drain because you can just use Drano and pour it down the drain.
I would say floss because we have that issue at my apartment and I'm the snaker.
Oh, I don't snake. I pour that Drano down there.
Because I can see it. So I'm like, I'll just scoop it.
No, that's
in
my
Quincy
nightmare.
In Quincy and in Dorchester, I'm the snaker.
Nope.
But we always have it. We have a strainer. Not a strainer. What's it called? Like a blocker. So we just grab it. But,
right.
Oh, I just hate the I hate
Oh, it's
hair.
Gross.
I fucking hate hair.
It's so funny how nails and hair aren't gross when they're attached to us, but when they're other places
the minute they're astray,
yeah, they're the most disgusting things on the planet.
Throws huge parties every weekend or gets mad when you have literally anyone over.
Parties every weekend.
Okay. Clips their toenails in the living room or never wears pants.
Never wears pants.
Smells or has absurd cleanliness standards and gets mad at you for not following them.
Cleanliness.
They get mad at you, though.
That's okay.
Okay. Always late with their share of the rent and bills, but a very good roommate. Or always on time with payments, but never leaves the apartment. Is always in the living room in the common spaces.
Oh, that was the toughest one you've given me yet. I think I would prefer a good roommate, and then we would have a chat about money. because that other person I don't want to be around. And not being comfortable in your own home is like one of the worst things on the planet.
Mm.
Like, I just had the worst roommate in college, and going back to that dorm every day, I dreaded it. I was like, oh God, here we fucking go. Pick your poison. What are we going to have today? What level of crazy? And I would never do that again.
You just hate that in your comfort space. Like, ugh.
Yeah, like, this is the space where you're supposed to relax and lay back and just be in your comfort space, like you said. And it's just not a space for negativity. We have no time for it.
This is my safe haven.
Yeah. What would you say to that?
I would say someone who is late with their payments, but like is a decent roommate. Because I don't really care about that. I just will send you a Venmo request, and when you pay me, you pay
me. I was going to say, I would just like remind.
Except now that I owe $6,000 might be a little different of a response. Okay. And last one. Has a really loud, obnoxious sex, or they listen to you have sex all the time. Like Peeping Tom. Which would you prefer?
The loud one. I would just put in headphones. Because that means they're just like having a good time. The other one is like, you're genuinely creepy and could murder me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, I will take good people who you can talk to and be like, hey, that really bothers me. Can you stop doing that? Than horrific people who just are assholes.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Wow. What a roller coaster this episode was. Do you want to know what your Urban Dictionary definition is?
Yes, I do.
Colleen. Colleen is a very intimidating and special girl.
I disagree.
Colleen is no ordinary girl. She's very outgoing, but can also be reserved. Colleen be the sweetest girl you will ever meet, but don't get on her bad side. She can also be very sensitive when she feels offended. Colleen is also very smart and loyal and will stand up for what she believes and isn't afraid to say what she feels.
Nope.
Colleen is also a very good kisser and get any boy wrapped around her finger.
I'll let you know when that happens.
She's very spontaneous and beautiful inside and out. With a name like Colleen, a unique name calls for a unique girl. There is no other girl like Colleen. If you have a relationship with her, don't screw it up. Colleen hates drama and selfishness. She believes in telling the truth and being blunt, whether it hurts
That's
or
not.
True. No, it's not. She can also be extremely funny and makes just about anyone laugh. That's true. She's a popular girl, has lots of friends, but keeps her best friends the closest. Everyone pretty much loves her. She's rarely ever hated by anyone. Colleen is independent, determined. She does not give, so don't give up on her.
Mm.
What? That didn't really make sense. But yeah, that's Colleen.
Give me Bridget. Give me Bridget.
A girl who lives every day like it's her last.
Oh, good Lord.
She's a very caring, thoughtful, daring, sporty, and all-around exciting person to be around, especially with that consistent smile. She's always have the boys running. That's not a sentence.
Your milkshakes bring all the boys to your yard.
But will never boost herself on that matter. She loves animals, traveling, and going out. Well, that was weird.
Okay.
Normally, a Bridget will have brown hair and hazel eyes.
Mm-hmm. True.
But can rock any look she goes for. She enjoys circling herself around many friends and is kind to everyone she meets.
Mm.
She's very funny and loves telling embarrassing stories about herself so that people can laugh with her about it.
Okay, and that's on trauma.
Any guy go crazy about her. Again, not a sentence. But yeah, those are the two definitions of our names. At
Why
least the
is
first
Urban
ones.
Dictionary like just so nice to us?
I think if we scroll down a little bit more, we would find different.
And like say we're like dirty wenches.
Accurate.
Big fat bitches. Juicy wenches.
Juicy
with
wenches.
With
a
P-H-A-T.
You ready for the positive story of the week?
Yeah.
It's also our small business shout out. You are gonna die.
Oh, God. Okay.
There is a restaurant. Okay. Enateca Maria. It's in Long Island.
Okay.
Long Island. Okay. This is an article I found on Today by Joseph Lamore. Staten Island, New York eatery. Has a unique concept with the idea that no one cooks a more heartfelt meal than a grandmother. The restaurant is home to a rotating cast of grandmothers or nanas.
Oh, they cook so well.
Who cook the meals they've been providing their families for generations. This fucking restaurant has a grandma from all over. All over. Sri Lanka, Japan, Hong Kong. We've got Turkey, Egypt, and they have like your classic Italian style food. And then every night is a rotating nana and they get their own little aprons and they cook their special dish from their country that they
love them.
I know. They're so cute. There's three. Hold on. Let me show you. You will die.
Nonas of the world.
What
Are they not the cutest people on the planet?
When can we go?
So whenever, truly. One of them said, meeting people from different countries. There are so many people who come here from different countries. They hear about this place and they all come. And like, look at this little lady with her Peru hat. And she cooked all this Peruvian food.
Oh my God, stop.
Yep. So they have nanas from all over the world. Like I said, some countries are Bangladesh, Algeria, Trinidad, Syria, Argentina, the Dominican Republic, Japan, Belarus, Poland, France, and quite a few from Italy. The restaurant's owner, his name is Joe Scaravella. He started the project in part to honor his own Italian heritage and his nana, his mother and his sister, who have all since passed.
Aww.
He said, quote, many times these women are empty nesters. Their husbands have passed away. Their children have moved out. So they're really looking for an outlet and they have it here. And you know, if they're not hugging me, they're hugging the customers.
Stop.
So there is a Nana calendar and it will tell you what Nana is going to be cooking on what night. So February 11th is Nana Fatma from Turkey, and there's Nana Sahar from Egypt on the 18th, Nana Linda from Hong Kong, and Nana Dolly, she's one of the main ladies.
Baddies.
Yeah, Sri Lanka, Nana Carmen from Argentina, Nana Irene from Puerto Rico, Nana Christina from Italy, Nana Rosa from Peru, Nana Pauline from Trinidad and Tobago,
aww,
and Nana Plaumitsa from Greece.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. So is that not the cutest thing you've ever heard? And
I'm
they
obsessed.
Have a page called Our Grandmas, and you can go and you can just learn about them and where they're from. And there's little posts about each of them. And they just love talking to all the customers and cooking their home foods.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So that's the small business too. Also, you know, there are a lot of small businesses out there. We've done a lot of our friends and our family, but if there's someone you think deserves a shout out or a service that you always get that you really love, make sure to DM us or email us at sippingwiththeshannons@gmail.com. We'd love to give them a shout.
For sure.
But we hope you have a wonderful week. Pay your taxes.
Uh-huh.
Make good choices. Be a good roommate. Love you, mean it.
Love you, mean it. Check your pay stubs.
Bye.
Sipping with the Shannons.
Thank you for
sipping with the Shannons.
This podcast was produced by me, Bridget Shannon. Music is written and performed by Matt DeRosiers. You can find his band Superstoker anywhere you listen to music.